The example that if I want to be engineer, I have to go to the college. But going to the college is not becoming engineer. The becoming engineer and process college is both different things. In the material world, the process and the goal is where in the spiritual world, it is only one. Process and goal is the same. Our goal is to know the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Absolute Krishna, and re-establish our own relationship with Him. This is our goal. And the process to reach that goal is this kirtan. So kirtan is non-different from the goal. Kirtan is also Krishna. And because we don't understand this, we are lazy in kirtan. Such a nice kirtan was going on. He was singing very nice. And there was response, you know, that much. So please be careful, because Krishna, to know, begins from the first word of kirtan. So there is no difference. We are just associating with Krishna through all this process. So be very serious about it. Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kundihari, Jaya Kundihari, Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kundihari. And so if we lovingly sing this, it becomes our breathing exercise. And breathing exercise is the remedy for all kinds of diseases. If you want to be free from disease, you must lovingly chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra or Bhajan or Kirtan, whatever. Jaya, see? All carbon dioxide is coming out. Jaya Radha Madhava. The more carbon dioxide comes out, the more oxygen we take. Jaya Radha Madhava. Jaya Kunj Bihari. ಗಿರಿವರ ಧಾರಿ ಜಯ ಗಿರಿವರ ಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಯಶೋದ ನಂದನ ಜಯ ವೃಜಜನರಂಜನ ಜಯ ವೃಜಜನರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದ ತಿರವನಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಯಮುನಾ ಜಯ ಯಮುನಾ ತಿರವಿ ಜಯ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ಯಮುನಾ ತಿರವನ ಚಾರಿ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ಯಮುನಾ ತಿರವನ ಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಹರಿ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕೃಷ್ಣ
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. टुडे वी आर लुकिंग फ्रॉम फर्स्ट चैप्टर ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम एंड फर्स्ट चैप्टर I'm sorry, ninth chapter, the passing away of Bhishma there. And we're looking to first of verse number 15. Here, before we go to the verse, we always should know that who is speaking this verse and in what context. We should be very clear. Granthraj, Srimad Bhagavatam. There is no literature like this on the planet at the moment. In the future also, nobody will have this, because this is all in all is supreme absolute truth, and supreme absolute truth is one without second. There is no second to him. If there is some second to him, then it cannot be supreme. So please remember this. When we handle Srimad Bhagavatam, should handle it very carefully. Each verse represents the whole Bhagavatam. And before we touch these verses, the seed verses from Bhagavatam, we should have a bit of idea. There are four seed verses. Seed means the seed of the tree. When we put the seed in the earth and water it carefully out, and the seed is all over the tree. Suppose it is a mango tree, then mango seed is all over the tree. The same way, these seed verses, they are all included in every verse. We'll see the seed verses first and then try to discuss this verse, the reference of this verse. Yes, Hanuman, please sing seed verse. And read them and repeat the translation. Brahma.
It is I. The personality of Godhead.
The personality of Godhead.
Who was existing before the creation.
Who was existing before the creation.
When there was nothing.
When there was nothing.
But myself.
But myself.
Know what is this.
Know what is this.
This material nature.
This material
the creation.
Because of this creation.
That which you see now.
That which you see now.
Is also I.
Is also I.
The first seed verse, it is 2.9.33. It establishes the supremacy of Krishna. He says, before the creation, I was there. With the creation, I am here. And after the annihilation of this creation, whatever remains is also I. These three phases we must know very clearly in this material world. That anything is here has to undergo these three phases. First thing is utpatti, is created. Second condition is that it is maintained, sthiti. And then in the end, the pralay comes, destruction. Everything here created has to be destroyed. And because there is destruction, the maintenance is for a while. But eventually, that thing is going to be destroyed, including our bodies, including all these buildings, everything here. These hills and everything we see very lovely here. They are at the moment maintained. They are created, they are maintained. And the time is running out. Time is working on every body in the material world. And we have the experience that before, maybe 2 years ago, we might have seen the crowd. Today the crowd is completely different. I mean, the same person, the time is definitely working on him. We cannot avoid these things. This is established in the first seed verse. Then second, Ruteyatham.
That which appears to have
the second verse establishes that each and everything here has a relationship. These hills and mountains also, they are the living entities. And we very well know by our experience that if you go to the top of the mountain or hill, there is sound we hear. It is their sound. Particularly if the great mass of stone is there. If you go to the Himalayas, then you see, hear the sound. Not only that, but mountain perspires, particularly in summer. And that perspiration could be recognized and collected at the foot of the mountain. And from that perspiration, rejuvenates the body. The important thing is that here nothing is without the relationship of Krishna. And more so for the higher living beings like us, who have fortunately the higher intelligence. We already have our relationship with Krishna. Otherwise we can't move our hand. If we are not connected with him, if we decide that the soul and super soul should go away from our body, then body is there, but it's useless. Looks like a body, but it's useless. This, if you understand, then we can very well understand all the verses of Bhagavatam. Yes. Then third one. Yatha mahanti the third verse again establishes the reality that whatever we see here Pacific Ocean, great mass of water, but we are sure that this is not the only mass of water. There is some stock, more stock. Krishna has much, much more stock of water. Out of that little water is here in the form of Pacific Ocean. So whatever we see here is a fraction of his energy. Mama tej aunsh sambhavan, writes in Bhagavad Gita, tej aunsh is a fraction of my energy is present in front of you. We have bones in the body. We have flesh in the body. We have blood in the body. All these are his energies in the form of water and earth. But we know that apart from this water which we have in our body, there is a great mass of water outside. This is nice explained by the example of a businessman who may have a television shop. So in the shop he may have 100 television sets. But apart from those stock, he must have thousands of television sets in his godown. This is to be understood. Krishna doesn't give all. He always keeps some stock. Then, lastly. This is again, he says this is the end. If you know this, up to this you have to search out. So very nutshell he has given the whole Bhagavata. And then again he says, yasya sarvata sarvada, everywhere is present. In all space, and there is no space or time wherein he is not there. Mattaha paratanam na anyat kinchid asti dhananjaya. This is the reality. And those persons, lucky like you, recognize the reality and put into practice. That is known as realization. Realization, please remember, the person who is realized has no horns on his head. We cannot say there is no horns on the head, he is realized. No. The person who behaves Bhagavatam is realized. But he has fixed the reality and he is eyed. Real, Krishna eyed. Everything is Krishnaized. The same way we have found out the reality that Krishna is all in all accordingly, and there is Krishna conscious way or realization. Please, and this realization should day by day should increase. There is no limit for this increase. This is the way the human beings must behave. The donkey cannot understand. Monkey can never follow. Horse can't do anything. Trees can't do anything. No other species have this arrangement. We only have the arrangement. And that too, our intelligence, if we don't use in these things, then at the time of death, we have to surrender. It is researched that we have so much intelligence that only we are using 10% of our intelligence during the whole of lifetime, and 90% like a fool person, we hand it over when we die. Please try to make use of the great intelligence you have and don't keep it vacant. Our mind should always be full with these ideas first. Then everything is going on. Prakritihe kriyamaneni gunahi karmani sarvasya. According to the modes of material nature, everything is happening. When we were not here, all the shops were opening. We are here, the shops are opening. If we die, even then the bazaar will be there. So please don't worry that anything stops without us. The only thing, one thing stops, and that is your own progress, spiritual progress. And if you don't come to this point from these seed verses, then we are wasting our human existence in a nonsensical, complete nonsensical way. As soon as this is, then we can understand this particular verse which is under discussion. And this verse is spoken by Bhishma Dev. And Bhishma Dev is one of the authorities. There are 12 authorities. And out of 12 authorities, Bhishma Dev is one of the authorities. So whatever he speaks must be very important. And he tells these things to Pandavas. And the situation is that he was full of arrows of Arjuna. Arjuna wanted to really finish him off. So his body was full of arrows and he was sleeping on the bed of arrow in near the battlefield of Kurukshetra. And therein Pandavas went to see him after they attained the victory. And that time he says this verse to them. So there is much meaning in this. And as soon as we read from these four seed verses, the things become clear to us. This is the way we should hear, we should study a bit and try to propagate. That is our duty. Prabhupada has given this. Prabhupada was only one. He came all the way to this side of country and he has given us the whole Bhagavatam in the nice form of each word is explained, translation is there, then purports are there to explain, and again he has instigated our intelligence to think about these things. Please, we are self-sufficient to understand Bhagavatam with the help of Prabhupada. How can we neglect such a highly merciful and simply we may accuse him that he has not given themselves arguments. Please don't fall prey to these misguiding factors and please come to the realization, dig into your own heels, and those who want to understand, they have to do it. We can only show you that this restaurant is good, you please take here prasadam. But then you have to have money, you have to go to the restaurant, you have to eat yourself, and then you will be satisfied. Ours is only finger pointing. So please try to understand these things. These seed verses are from 9th chapter, 2nd canto, verse number 30, 33, 34, 35, and 36. Please try to go through them. At least you should read 4 verses out of 18,000 verses to master Bhagavatam. And then you try to understand this verse. Tatra yatra yatra dharmasuto raja gadapanir rukodaraha krishnostri gandivam chapam surat krishnas tato vipad. Then it's very nice. It is not an Anushtub lyric, and it's one of the devotional lyrics. And plenty of verses are either there in Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam in this lyric. See, sing in this lyric like this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Yatra
dharmasuto raja,
yatra
dharmasuto raja, gadapanir rukodaraha krishnostri gandivam chapam surat krishnas yatra dharmasuto raja gadapanir rukodaraha krishna sri gandivam chapam surat krishnas tato vipat. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Rama Rama, Hare
Then once we understand the equivalent, we understand the verse.
Yatra,
where there is. Dharma Sutta, the son of Dharmaraj, the king.
Dharma
Sutta, the son of Dharmaraj, the king.
Gadapani,
with his mighty club in his hand.
Rukodaraha,
Bhima.
Krishna,
Arjuna, Astri, carrier of the weapons. Gandivam,
Gandiva,
Chapam,
Bow,
Surat,
Velvisha,
Krishna,
Lord Krishna,
the person you got it.
Tataha,
thereof,
Vipat,
reverses. Translation by Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki. Oh, how wonderful it is. Oh, how the influence of invincible time.
It is irreversible.
Otherwise,
how can there be
reverses
in the presence of King Yudhishthira?
The son of the demigod controlling religion. Bhima,
the great fighter
with a club.
The great bowman,
Arjuna,
with his mighty weapon
Gandiva.
Above all,
the Lord,
the direct
well-wisher
of the Pandavas.
As far as the material or spiritual were required, there was no scarcity in the case of the Pandavas. Materially, they were well equipped because two great warriors, namely Bhima and Arjuna, were there. Spiritually, the king himself was the symbol of religion, and above all of them, the Prasadi Godhead Krishna was personally concerned with their affairs as the well-wisher. And yet, there were so many reverses on the side of the Pandavas. Despite the power of pious acts, the power of personalities, the power of expert management, and the power of weapons under the direct supervision of Lord Krishna, the Pandavas suffered so many practical reverses, which can only be explained as due to the influence of Kala, the inevitable time. Kala is identical with the Lord Himself, and therefore the influence of the Kala indicates that the inexplicable wish of the Lord Himself. There is nothing to be lamented when a matter is beyond the control of any human being. Please remember this last sentence. There is nothing to be lamented when a matter is beyond the control of any human being. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shilakaya Chakshurumitamena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah. Vishnam Sapitam Mena Bhutale Sam Rupa Kadameyam Dadati Svapadantikam. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Dugatpate Bhope Santa Tata Kanchana Gaurangi Vrinda Vaneshwari Vishuddhanu Vrnanda Vrnudhyasya Kurpasindhu Vrnudhyasya Patashana Vrnudhyasya Vrnudhyasya. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Advaita Gadadhara Shri Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna
Krishna Krishna Hare Hare
Hare Rama See, we are all here conditioned souls. The conditioning is very strong. There are few conditions which we cannot avoid. And that is, we have to be born. Birth is a condition. Then those who are born, they have to die. Hawaii is the best situated island here. The weather is very good. Is there anybody who is not going to go away? I thought that there must be here. Nobody? Surprise. There is no cold, it's nice warm, you know. So here you should stay for long, or eternally maybe. But we can't. This is a condition. And this condition is beyond our range of control. We cannot control. By riches, it can never be controlled. By riches, it goes immediately out of control. Please always remember the difference between the riches and the opulence. Opulence is something different. Riches plenty of people have. You know, to be very precise about it, there was Onasija, no, whom I think Jacqueline Kennedy was married to. Him. He was a business tycoon, shipping tycoon. Plenty of wealth he had. When he died, he had only one daughter, Krishna or something, and she inherited the whole riches. At the age of 35 years, somewhere outside Argentina, in some nightclub. And afterwards they had written a report about her, that she was eating junk food and drinking so much fizzy drinks. So please, irregulated life is the cause of her shortening the duration of life. How insist about this point? But we people don't have that much riches really. But we are opulent. Opulence only follows when you are very intimately connected with the Supreme Absolute Krishna. And that we saw in the seed verse. This point was, there are so many innumerable reverses with all the great personalities they were. And even then they had to face. But always they were opulent because Krishna was with them. They didn't follow him. When Arjuna was in difficulty, when the Drona had released the Agni Astra, this nuclear weapon, when Drona last time he had killed 5 sons of Draupadi in the tent, and he was running away, and Krishna and Arjuna wanted to catch. They were also running in the chariot, he was running in the chariot. On the way, his chariot was broken, so he was running on foot. So Krishna and Arjuna also left the chariot and ran on foot. When he saw that now, he will be arrested, so he released the nuclear weapon, Agni Astra. And his father had taught, Dronacharya, had only taught him to release the nuclear weapon. He couldn't retract. So he released and it was all completely dark. And Krishna was with Arjuna. Arjuna didn't know really what is happening. So immediately he went to Krishna for the guidance. And this is the way to stop the reverses. Reverses are bound to come. But we have full faith, as we saw in the first verse. He is the only one who is before the creation. So it will also, he will be there. So he is the only one to be taken shelter of. And this is not only the lip service, it is a fact. And this is a reality. As I told you, if you recognize this reality and approach him sincerely, there won't be reverses really. We may have some problems here and there, but no lamentation, because we belong to the Great Father. And this is how Arjuna, when Arjuna approached Krishna, he prayed to him, Krishna, Krishna, Mahabaho, Bhaktanam Abhayankara. He said, oh Krishna, you are the one who releases the fear of the devotees. Please, Tamayko Dhyamanana, you are the only one who can save me from this burning sensation of this nuclear weapon. This is the nuclear weapon, Ashwatthama. So you also please release the nuclear weapon and you destroy it. And this is how Krishna, his reverses were corrected. As soon as you come to this conclusion, then in our life we are at ease. And as soon as you are at ease with this reality, you have a bit of realization, and you are at ease, E-A-C. When you are at ease, you are not deceived. Ease and dis-ease. Ease, as soon as the ease vanishes, you are suffering from dis-ease. Dis-ease is nothing. Because you are not at ease, therefore you are not ease. So when we realize this, then one thing comes out of it, the medicines cannot cure those things. We must go to the reality. The connection with Krishna, and it is already there. Every living entity is in part and parcel of Krishna. So father may have 10 children, but every child has a connection. Some child may recognize and some child may not recognize. But every child has equally connected to his father and mother. Please, this is reality. And as soon as you re-establish this connection, very little medicine here and there, which doesn't have any after effects, may be required. Otherwise, for diseases, medicine can't help. In emergency, we may have to take help here and there. But this is the reality, If you are to die, you will definitely die. That is how. Regarding these reverses in the life, we should never be afraid of. Why takes over our whole existence? Because we have no connection with Krishna. At least it is not re-established. We have connection, but we don't know. And the re-establishment of connection means these places, this association. Punasya Bhuyad Bhagavati Anantai. Parishit Maharaj says, I am sinful man, I have to take birth again. So please give me one benediction that I must have attraction to you. And this is, we have to re-establish. And for re-establishing, Srila Prabhupada very kindly gave us these places. Please crowd around here and take this with you. Wherever you stay, have a small humble altar, have some incense or something to have aarti. And these boys are the product of Mangalarti. Since I was 11 years, I know this family. Since 11 years, they perform Mangalarti in the home. And they are very nicely raised. They are young boys. They also want to enjoy like other boys. But they have touch of Krishna. So they are completely serious about these things. Not only that, but very obedient. Good kids, you know. Good kids. G-O-O-D, kids, K-I-D-S. And every letter here gives the quality of good kids. G means good. First O means obedient. Second O means orderly. D means disciplined. K means kids. I means in this. D means divine. And N means school. These good kids are the product. Only they get up at about 5 o'clock 5:30, their mother, father also up. They forced them to get up. I know since they were kids, you know, only 5-6 years. And they were running here and there. But for Mangalarati, they will immediately get up. And they perform kirtan, puja, and chanting, a few rounds, and then again Bhagavatam reading. And now they are habituated to this. Now for the whole of lifetime, they will not be doing it without it. And this is the realization. If the morning is, we are happy in the morning, then throughout our day we are happy. And for happiness we do so many other things, but we fall short of it. The same lesson is to be learned from the Pandavas also. They just followed Krishna, that's it. Nothing else. What is all? And he solved. And eternal time has effect, as I told you, on everybody. Our bodies are going to get old, going to get diseased, going to die, everything is going to come. There will be separation from the living entities. There will be again another living entities will be coming. This all, everything will go on. But we should not be affected by it, thinking that it is beyond our control. Even the father and mother are alive and the children die. They are out of their control. If they can do it, they would never allow children to die. But it happens. As soon as we realize these things, we understand this verse very clearly. And again, Prabhupada mentions the eternal time is a representative of Lord to control this material manifestation. We are controlled by this instrument of eternal time. And we are not the exception. As soon as we realize our life completely purifies, Krishna is the best purifying agent. Pratihannate kalimalam. His remembrance will destroy all the inabilities of Kali Yuga. Then you will not be short-lived. As I told you, if you perform nice kirtan, you will be long life. The more you have the breathing exercises, the more body will be free of diseases. Please, in this age, there is a great penance not to depend upon the medicines. It's a great thing. As soon as you wholeheartedly surrender to this process given by Srila Prabhupada, he guarantees you that there is no... If we have some disease, maybe chronic disease we have. So what is the end result of disease? What is the end result? Yes. Is that correct? What is the end result? If you are diseased, what is the end result? Death. More than that, nothing is going to happen, is it? More than death, nothing is going to happen. Are you sure? No, you're not sure. Then at the most you die, isn't it? More than that, nothing is going to happen. So we should be ready to die. Any way we are going to die. So what's trouble? With this idea, we should face the disease. And death is only once, isn't it? Only once. Somebody dies for 5 times. So why to die before you die? Death is bound to come. So don't die before you die. And as soon as you come to this conclusion, then you are always happy. And the happiness will drive away all the diseases. There is no need of it. This SARS, you might have read about it. SARS, this respiratory trouble started in Hong Kong. In India it doesn't touch. Because everybody depends upon Krishna really. I mean to say maybe Allah or whatever. But there is some connection with the Supreme Absolute Truth. So they don't mind really. There is trouble, here and there a bit of medicine here and there. And it's alright. Where the dependence is on Krishna. So they wrote that SARS is very, very serious in Hong Kong, equally serious in Singapore, but India it dies. Please. The little Krishna consciousness will take you a long way on the prosperous life, on the road of prosperity. little of it. As I told you, these boys, the whole house, they are Chinese origin, settled in Malaysia, and now they are in Auckland. So everything is awkward. Auckland means everything awkward. But they are quite straightforward. Nobody can blame them for anything. As soon as we come to this point, once and for all, our life is directed in the right direction. If you go away from this, then means you have to face so many troubles. And in the troubles also, if you come back to this life style, then there will be less trouble, and eventually that trouble will be gone. This is the thing to be learned from, remember. And as soon as we come to this conclusion, then now how to put into practice? That is one thing, again, to consider. And here, to begin with this, we must remember one thing, that only one word we have to remember, and that is gratefulness. We should be always grateful to Krishna. Krishna provides us so much oxygen, so much water, so much lifestyle, everything Krishna provides. So is it not our duty to tell Him thank you? So we should be grateful to Him. And not only Krishna, but so many living entities help us. Here you are sitting here, prasadam is getting ready. So we have to thank the cook also. We are grateful to him. We are grateful to the persons who are cleaning this place. So they clean nicely, we are here at ease. So everywhere we are grateful. In the life, if you become grateful to every living entity, you will very easily escape from serious diseases. And you will be very near to Krishna. Just only one point, kṛtajñam, it is in Bhagavatam, that as soon as you follow this kṛtajñam, you will be off all the difficulties. And as soon as you cultivate this, there is no need of cultivation of any other thing. And it doesn't matter what faith you are following. It doesn't matter at all. Everybody has to do these things. And therein, this way of life is known as eternal way, sanātana. This religion is sanātana. Who can escape birth? He may be Christian or Islam or whatever. It doesn't matter. But be good and try to understand this conditioning. This birth, death, disease and old age is the condition forced upon us. All the conditioned people like us, conditioned living entities, have the permanent settlement regarding this birth, death, disease and old age. You can't escape. So that we have to tolerate anyway. And for no lamentation. If you are sincerely surrendering to the lotus feet of Krishna, and as soon as you do this, you will be completely safe. Please, try to understand this. Try to put into practice. This is the only reality. And don't increase your consciousness. Then what do we do? I said, I can't do. Again we add the cigarette conditioning. Without this I can't do. Again we add that conditioning. Without this I can't do. Unless I get up at 10 o'clock I can't do anything. This is again conditioning. Please don't increase. Krishna says, early to bed and early to rise is the way to be happy, healthy, wealthy and wise. Do you want to be happy? Do you want to be healthy? Wealthy definitely? And wise maybe? Then we must early to bed and early to rise. As soon as you do this, millions of years our people are doing these things and taking bath in the fresh water, and their health was quite alright. And even now, we heard yesterday only that in one family the lady is staying, still she is alive and she is 112 years old. Very peaceful, Krishna's names and does nothing now. This is how the survival is there. Eventually we are going to, this body we have to forsake. But till we are alive, we'll have a very nice time. As soon as you give in to this, surrendering process is very easy. But Krishna threatens otherwise. If you don't believe him, then he will hand it over to the deceased or illusory energy. And then you will have to go. Day before yesterday we saw one lady, and she is doctor herself. She is suffering from chronic disease. Her two legs are amputated and just lying helplessly in the bed. She doesn't die so far. It's a very serious condition. We have to save ourselves from this type of end. Under your control. This is the only time, direction of the life. If you don't divert your direction, obnoxious direction, to this pious direction, then the end will be horrible. So please save yourself from this. Everybody of us are waiting here for you. We try to feed you, we try to serve you, and no service at all. Everything is clean here, everything is ready for you to have darshan, everything is ready for kirtan, everything is ready here. We only request you to crowd around here. And then again, one question comes in my mind. Since last 10 years I am visiting Hawaii. And this is Hawaii, you know. In Hindi, it is very nicely said. Hawa. Hawa means wind. I means wind has come. And wind is coming here. And we comes and go. Hawaii. So this is like Hawaii. There is no existence really. Wind comes and goes. Enters from the window and goes out of the door. He said, please don't do like this. How long you are going to have the Panchatattva deity? You must have a beautiful temple here, maybe traditional stone temple. We are really trying to build traditional temple in Dwarkadham. And it's all in a stone temple. Since the 3 years, beautiful temple, have a nice Radha Krishna deity. Why these deities are here? It shows that we are not very sincere. You all people, please think about it. Have a nice meeting and pour your all empty your pockets and a nice temple. Promise me, before my life ends, I'll see Radha Krishna deity. The Sri Prabhupada ki. Have you any questions? Jai Sri Prabhupada ki. Hare Krishna.